Oh, goodness.
All right, how about this one? I'm going to ask you this question. This is the last one we'll talk about when it comes to wrestling. AEW booking errors. So in the past, since June, aside the CM Punk thing, we'll leave that one off the table. What was one of the bigger things they done? You like, what the world are you guys doing to a character that you were like, why did you do that?
Man, listen, because just recently we just got here talking about Warlow. They didn't turn him into a transitional champion now.
Yeah, that was weird. That was very, very strong. I mean, I'm like, what did Warlow do? What did he do to deserve all this? What happened? He got his car got robbed before that. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was storyline or if that was like actually happening, but I think it actually just happened. But he got robbed. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
that's crazy.
I was like, yo, what the world, man? So I'm like, what the world will do? But outside of Wardlow,
mm-hmm.
Who else?
Let's see. Let me count the ways. Because there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can't go wrong when you talk about the Elite, because, you know, granted, yeah, they you know, helped start the company, but at the same time, you know, y'all was part of Brawl Out too.
Yeah. So. That's my beef right now is that, like, you know, there's too much evidence pointing to the fact they're the ones who instigated it. You know what I'm saying? That's what's grinding my gears is that, like, I'm looking at that and I'm like, y'all been poking the bear for like 4 or 5 months. CM Punk came here, made all lots of money. You know what I'm saying? And then all the reports of like how cool he was to people in the back too is like what really, really got to me. So, you know, the women were saying he was the only guy that like really, really sat down with them and talked to them about their matches. You know what I'm saying? He bought us gift cards, you know what I'm saying? So we wouldn't have to be doing all this other stuff. We could just use a gift card so we could stay in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had Hobbs pop up, like, you're the only man to watch my tapes. Only man to watch my tapes, CM Punk. You know what I'm saying? You had Ricky Starr pop up. Yo, this man would sit down and give me advice. FTR, who recently came back, shout out to FTR. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been the biggest, like, yo, I don't know what y'all got going on in y'all brains, but they ain't the Punk we know. You know what I'm saying? Like they just like, this ain't that. Whatever that y'all heard ain't it. And who's saying that? You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want first, but like, who's saying that, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's just a... The booking era with the Elite has been bad. I mean, I was excited to see Kenny come back from injury. Thankfully, you know that he had lots of injury, like 5 or 6 stacked up on top of each other, man. I mean, the dude's a beast. But I can't lie to myself and say that this didn't really taint him in my eyes. It's tainting him. And then on top of that, when I just like pulled myself back, you know, just the fan in me and started looking at the numbers, it got even more upsetting. You know, like, so think about this, man. You know, they were treading above a million. Then they just started to drop below. And then you see segment breakdowns, and it's terrifying. You know what I'm saying? You'll see, like, Jericho's joints, they'll be in the millions. You know, Brian Danielson, you know, is being in millions. MJF, 800,000, 900,000. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? The Elite pop-up, 650,000.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, Adam Page pop up, maybe 800,000, maybe stick around like stay. But that number dropped. John Moxley pop up, a few million. And after he kept bleeding, less than a million. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, on a real, somebody just need to tell John Moxley, you need to fall in line. I mean, I'm starting to see now why Brock Lesnar didn't want to fight this dude. I mean, serious. I mean, I said, maybe we've been too harsh on Brock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Brock got more sense than all of us. I really do believe he do. He probably saw this thing a mile away. He's like, this sucker don't got no goddamn sense for this stuff. I said, he probably was like, I'm gonna put this barbed wire on my back and I'm gonna roll around in this thing, in this glass, and I'm gonna jump on you. Brother, man, you ain't doing nothing, man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, boy? I ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm like, now that I look back, Extreme Rules match against, you know, at the time, Dean Ambrose. And I'm like, I think Brock Lesnar chose the right thing. Just beat this sucker up and get out of the ring. Yeah, don't let this dude's imagination go out there, because then you'll see two what's the name of things? The halogen lights. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that I don't think that it's working. You know, so Ice, how you feel about MJF as champion?
Honestly, it was a little too late.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, be honest with you, I think he can. I don't know, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but okay. I also feel, but like I think he should have been the one to take the belt off of Mox.
You talking about when CM Punk took it?
Not that time. I'm talking about when was that? When they first had their little squabbles. Was that the first or his first or his second? No, that was his first reign.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a while back, John Moxley fought MJF and they did like a presidential debate and stuff like that. Was that one you talking about?
Yeah.
You think that he should have won then?
Yeah.
Huh.
That way, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was saying, I have to think about it. Like, that was, no, I'm saying that was still in their little infant stages. So, you know, my thing, my look on it was, you know, you get like, you throw, like, not so much throw the belt on him, but at the same time, help him develop his work as a champion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, man? You making a whole lot of sense right now. I didn't think about going back that far. I'm going to be real with you. I wasn't even thinking about going back to, that's like 2021, 2020?
I think so.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. But you're right, an infant champion for an infant company. You know, at that particular point in time, I never thought about that.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. It worked, you know what I'm saying, like slapping the belt on Jericho in the beginning. It did help bring some eyes to the table.
Well, I mean, I think that needed to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like because of what was going on, I think it definitely did need to happen. But I'm with you though about the what's the name of it? About the like him at least being in that first line of champions though. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I just never really thought about it. I always thought that it was right for him a little bit. But now looking at this reign, I think you're right. I think you're right, bro. He should have lost. I mean, he should have won. Wow, but he should have lost his last thing. Yeah. I mean, their Iron Man match is great. I mean, I think they didn't call it an Iron Man match. What they called it? It's got what they called it. Marathon match. I don't know what it was called.
I think they called it both.
Whatever they called the thing, it worked. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it was like an hour and 8 minutes or something like that. I mean, MJF and Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, whatever name. Yeah, like American Dragon. they had an excellent match. I mean, I was like, this is a phenomenal match. But it just felt stale to me. Once it was done and you process it on that Wednesday, I was like, now what? That's my problem. Like they booking is trash. Like where you go from here? CM Punk ain't here. You know what I'm saying? Like even if you bring him back, we've already seen that. What else can they do? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they can't come up with nothing else. I think they can. But it's just like what new stars have they made? Zero.
Because don't get me wrong. Everybody need a job. But you know,
you but Ice about to become a full on supervillain right now. What's your next line? this is this man's origin, Billy origin story online. Go ahead, because I'm not gonna get away. I'm not getting away. I was like, this man said everybody need a job, but continue.
But I'm saying though, man, like they keep like Tony Khan keep bringing in everybody from other promotions. Or people that have been out for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Now I guess he giving them a chance, this, that, and the third. And it's not, and like you're not developing the people that's been in the company from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's facts. Man, like that's at least been the issue. That's one reason I said their booking is too fast. They book it like it's weird to me. Like they book it like a like everybody should already know what's going on. You feel me?
Like, no, man.
Like, yo, we don't know who this sucker is. You know, they bring a dude out, and I'm like, dude, spinning pizza on his hand. I'm like, who is this? I was confused. I was like, this is real? He's a wrestler? And they're like, yeah, he's a wrestler. He's already popular on YouTube. I'm like, he ain't popular on YouTube because I ain't heard about him. Shut up. Like, shut up with that fool. Like, Vanhausen. I was like, well, Danhausen, what his name is?
Yeah.
I just don't care. You know, so I'm like, I get it. You know, even like with Orange Cassidy and Danhausen going for the tag team title, I said, what brilliant man in a bat came up with this idea? You got two, I mean, like Orange Cassidy could have been so much more, and they just did not execute it correctly. And here we are with this dude as 100% gimmick man with another 100% gimmick man. And I'm like, you're going to put them up against two heels, and they both is green as grass with the guns. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. like Gun Club, whatever their name is. You know what I'm saying? They just green. I'm like I wouldn't trust them with a regular match. I wouldn't trust them with Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy don't know how to direct no match. So it's like Orange Cassidy needs to be led in the match. I mean, you could tell that much as in the match that he had. So, and Danhausen, I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. I mean, the dude used to pour teeth in people's mouths. What am I supposed to expect from this man? Okay? That's mean no harm. There's room for comedy and wrestling. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not saying that's not something, but it's just AEW just looks like phase four MCU. Okay? Like, did that sink in? Did that make sense? You know what I'm saying? It's like right now, they had an end game. You know what I'm saying? That was like Kenny Omega versus Heyman Adam Page. That was in game. And then now we just in phase four. This is phase four. You know?
That's really the only storyline, like actual storyline the AEW has had.
And you want me to tell you what's even worse about that? Is that they had that storyline. And they could have given so much more explanation to the audience. I sat and wait till, well, you should just be watching Being the Elite. If they had actually incorporated, like, hey, yo, let's show you guys what happened on Being the Elite. They ain't do none of that.
Mm-mm.
I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, all this video you got of backstage stuff that would have added more context for the average viewer that's not going to be going on YouTube to watch this stuff. And you chose not to do it. All the times Kenny and Heyman had conversations of Being the Elite that they could have used to flesh out that story for television. You know what I'm saying? They just chose not to use it. So when it happened, it just happened. And Heyman did not benefit from that. Mm-hmm. You could feel it because when he became champion, it felt weird. It felt like Daniel Bryan becoming champion in WrestleMania 30. It felt weird. Right. It's like the moment that was done, what do we do with this sucker now? There's nothing else set up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like I'm like, what are you supposed to do now? Oh, he won. Okay, great. What's next? Oh, we ain't had no plans for that. I'm like, that's not how you book a champion. Something else gotta be ready the next. Like the day that sucker win, that next day you should be setting something else up.
There you go. I mean, look, you ain't saying nothing that we both don't already know.
Yeah. Real. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was like, it just don't make sense to me. I was like, whatever y'all was trying to force through the back, it just didn't work. I mean, I just I don't know. I mean, like, I just don't think. I think that Tony Khan needs to step down as Booker and just focus on the numbers and the financials and the business meetings and stuff like that. And he need to give somebody like, you know, Tony Schiavone Tony Schiavone need to be like a dude that's like an authority figure. I think that would make more sense. Then you got like a dude like I'm trying to think. You could bring in you could hire somebody else. You got folk that got fired from WWE for budget cuts that you could have hired when that jump was going on. That could have been a better booking than what you got. You got wrestlers right now that's on the block right now that could be good bookers for you right now that could give you better tutelage. But that spirit from Tony Khan, well, we don't need to listen to the old people to know what we're doing, is pervasive in his own company. I told you, hey, Adam Page already been out public talking about, well, I don't need to take no advice from them, the veterans. I want to make my own thing. I'm like, bro.
No, sir.
Like, bro, you ain't good enough to do that. If MJF has to go back and look at old tapes and listen to old people to get his character, what the freak thinks that makes you think that you can be exempt from that when you ain't got no goddamn character? Let's just keep it at a buck now.
I mean,
he ain't got no character. Oh, he's a cowboy. Where? When?
Whoop-de-doo.
When was he a cowboy? I don't. He rode a horse. Whoa, I didn't know that's all cowboys did. Maybe if he roped the sucker and hog tied him, that'd be pretty gangster. We ain't got that though. You know what I'm saying? We got the what they call the millennial cowboy.
Yeah,
the millennial cowboy. I'm like, nah, I don't think this cowboy can even catch a cow. I don't know. He just wear boots. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that don't make you no cowboy. You know, so it's just the idea of him don't work. John Moxley doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I said, it's weird watching him fight now. I'm like, you got to be one of the worst wrestlers I've seen now. It's so weird watching him have a match. I'm like, bro, this all you can do is bleed and try and find a weapon and bust somebody upside the head with.
Pretty much.
That's it.
That's what he was doing in CZW, man.
He really did. I mean, it's laughable. It's laughable because it's like, bro, literally all I got to do is spit in your face and you'll start bleeding. Like spit, but oh my God, John Moxley is bleeding. I'm like, this is just so stupid, man. So, I mean, it just takes me out. The whole thing just takes me out. And now whenever I see him do flippity flips, it's like, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Like you made all this stuff not matter. None of the matches really matter. You can have a phenomenal match. None of the matches matter because none of them lead into anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't have a story within the match to make us want to watch another story. The people who do it are no longer with the company. You know, like Miro did that.
Oh, man.
Multiple times he did that. He worked the crowd and he worked the post-match and pre-match to make you want to watch the rest of the matches that he had.
Yeah,
CM Punk did that. Like a master, he was able to craft you in, pull you in with interviews and also with the feuds and stuff he had on TV before he got to the pay-per-view. He didn't just wait for the pay-per-view. He was like, oh, yeah, by the way, come in, but watch this match between me and Daniel Bryan because, you know, I need you to watch it. I'm like, well, what was, I mean, yeah, it was a great match, but what was the point of this, though?
Right.
For you to tell us that your woman broke up with you? That ain't good enough incentive, bro. That dude got 95 Village Oil Villain. That dude told a story about a girl he got involved in a wreck with, how he left her out there and put her in a place in the driver's seat. Then he gonna talk about how his girl left from afterwards. I'm like, I'd have left your behind too. I heard you. So you telling me that I could literally be, my life could be in danger because you don't want to get in trouble. You put me in a car seat, in a seat to take the blame so you can walk away? No, really. What did you expect was going to happen? That she left me. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Oh, goodness.
He was so passionate and so confused. Like, she left me, and now I'm all alone. I'm like, MJF, go in the back and eat a Snickers bar, bro. It's like, bro, you need to stop this. Yeah, I've been not. We don't need to hear no more Village Origin stories from you for another 5 years. Bro was bullied in school, and CM Punk ain't paid no attention to him when he left. You know what I'm saying? That was number two. Number three was a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like he put a girl in the car seat number four when his girl left him, and he mad because he ain't had no family. This bro got too many origin stories, but I said, bro, ain't a villain alive. We done watched the comic book. That's not a joke. Who been rewritten like 95 times had this been event. He's been written 95 times. He still got 3 storylines. You got 4.
Man.
It's not working, man. It's not working. I'm like, just stop. It's not working. I'm like, please stop. Just stop, man. Well, she left me. I'm like, she should have. Go in the back, man. Eat a Snickers bar, man. You know what I'm saying? Just go. Just go. No. Man. Hungry? Why wait, bro? Grab a Snickers, man. Just go grab a Snickers bar. God. I don't know. I'm not feeling this AEW thing, man. Not right now, at least. I'm not feeling it. Man, I don't even know what they can do.
At this point, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, they did take the belts off the Elite and put them on, and actually put them on,
House Black.
Yeah.
That should have happened in the beginning. Just being real, that should have been the first. They should have been the first champions. It'd have made more sense.
It would have, but you got to think about who running the show now.
This is why you're my brother, because you, and I was flat out when I said it. I was like, yeah, but them suckers probably like, no, we want to win. We're the Elite.
They do.
Like the fact that you have to call yourself the Elite makes you not the Elite. So it's like goodness gracious, man. I don't know. I mean, I'll say it's like all bad to me right now. I'm like, I just watch it in passing now. You know what I'm saying? I just watch it in passing as stuff is going on. I don't even pay attention to it. I just, a YouTube clip or Twitter feed pops up. I'm like, oh, okay, AEW. And a poor women's division. My God, man. Like they should have never brought Paige back. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, I'm sorry if y'all get mad about that. I'm sorry, but I mean it. They should have never brought Paige back. Paige did not add anything to this division. Tony Storm didn't add anything to this division. The WWE women hadn't added anything. Ruby Soho ain't adding nothing to the division. And now they throw them in a group. It's like, all right, now y'all can, let's see what you guys got together. I'm like, y'all got to work hard, Bo, because I don't see it. Nor do I care. You know what I'm saying? Like Jamie Hayter is dope. But once again, we have to call a spade a spade. What is her character?
Sure, she ain't got no character. She just, don't get me wrong. Like I said, let me some Jamie Hayter. But at the same time, she don't have a character. Like
she don't got no character.
Like, all it is just, you know what I'm saying, her flexing. You know, and then throwing up the belt.
Which is fine. You know, she a bomb wrestler. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take that away from her. She a boss, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just, man, I'm like, yo, but what else? You know what I'm saying? What else? You know what I'm saying? Just, oh, man, bro. I mean, it hurts me, man. You know, it hurts me when I watch this joint because I'm like, there's so many people that like got all the talent they need to do something real great with. And I just don't care. I just don't care, man. I'm like, okay, whatever. What a Bloodline doing? You know, that's pretty much what I'm like. What a Bloodline? Like, what Cody Rhodes doing over here, man? You know, that's crazy. Because this wasn't what I said last June. That show you how fast things change, man. I was like, yo, I'm down, committed. And then like after like this Punk thing, after so many bad booking decisions by Tony Khan, I mean, it was like bad decision after bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. And then you see WWE just kind of like, okay, Triple H is going to take over a bit. Okay, we see a little bit. We see something emerging here. We get new people. Like Sami Zayn is pretty much a superstar now. He wasn't a superstar last year. You can add him to the knot. So you got Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns. You have Sami Zayn, top three people outside of like, I'm talking that's like in the company right now. That's not like legend stars like John Cena, right? And they got it. They got the juice. Right. What's AEW's top three? It's hard.
It is.
it's like you could say MJF, but I mean, no offense, the boy's not pushing over 800,000 views when he comes on TV. You could say John Moxley, but he used to be, but now he's hardly pushing 700,000 views when he watches some pops on TV. You can say the Elite, but and that's messed up. You have to put them together, and they still only go like 650,000 views on TV.
Yeah.
The only man that moved the needle, that caused other needle movers, wore a shirt that said needle mover. And who was that?
The tribal chief.
The tribal chief. He's the only one that actually moved the freaking needle. And one other man, the Omas. Omas Sapiens, god dang it. He also moved the needle, but he did. He did. But yeah, I don't know. I don't see how. I mean, I'm hoping that they can recover. Hopefully Tony can like decrease and let somebody else do stuff, but I don't think it's gonna survive. Yeah, I don't think it's gonna survive. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a year or two. I'm saying like when TBS begins to look at the numbers and hopefully they're like above a million for a consistent amount of time weekly when that happens, but they keep dropping. I mean, they're approaching NXT numbers, which that's amazing. You know, NXT has remained constant, like 700K, 800K. You know what I'm saying? You got a whole Dynamite for 2 hours and they're doing 800K. That's crazy. Yeah.